It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air now, or actually anytime, 24 hours a day, 24-7. You can pray with me anytime, day or night. So thankful to have you listening in. This is going to be a special broadcast today. Godfrey Bertle is going to be with us, and you hear Godfrey singing a lot here on BPN Radio. We're going to have him on the phone a few minutes from England. And we're going to be praying for individual needs today. Remember that you can have our national prayer team praying for you. We're going to be praying for individual needs. And we're going to be praying for worship leaders and praise leaders and psalmists. And we're going to be talking about music today. Going to be playing some of Godfrey Bertle's music. It's going to be a very special broadcast. So thank you for joining us here on BPN Radio on this Thursday, the 7th day of, actually the 8th day of January 2015. Remember that I'm going to be giving next Thursday. I'm going to be sharing my prophetic words for 2015 on January the 15th. I've been doing this every year since 1990. What I see coming to America, what I hear the Holy Spirit saying, is a watchman on the wall. So that's next Thursday. Tell your friends about BPN Radio, and you might want to send me an encouraging email. You can send me an encouraging email at Let's Pray America letspraymerica@gmail.com. letspraymerica@gmail.com. Good to have you listening. Let's pray right now. Father, we dedicate this next hour to you here on BPN Radio. Thank you for the people that are listening today as we pray for specific situations. And, Lord, we know that this is not just a broadcast. People tune in to listen, but to pray with me. And so we know the power of agreement is quite remarkable, is quite incredible. And so we just set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here on BPN Radio on this Thursday, the 8th day of January, 2015. As we set ourselves to seek your face, believing for a revival in America in 1,000 cities, and believing for another spiritual awakening in our nation, O God. We believe there's hope for America, and we continue to pray in the name of Jesus. So we dedicate ourselves to you as we come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and we enter praying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done in this broadcast today in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And so we declare, Lord, that you are high and lifted up in America. And we declare it and decree that you are high and lifted up in America. So we trust you today, and we put our confidence in you today. And we know, Lord, that we have nothing to fear because you are at work in our lives today. And so this afternoon, tonight, whenever you're listening to this broadcast, somebody wrote me yesterday and said they listened to me in the middle of the night here in America. And, of course, there's different time zones all around the world. My friends in England, of course, they're 6 hours ahead of us here in America. But we're going to have Godfrey Bertel on in a few moments. And we're going to be praying for prayer leaders. We're going to be praying for different people groups that are involved in music. And so today we're focusing on music. Music is such a vital role, a vital part. And, of course, particularly those who operate in the prophetic area, the prophetic arena. And that, of course, is very, very important. So we are very thankful.
You're the great I am.
Sorry about that. Somebody started singing before they were supposed to start. But anyhow, here we are. And I was going to play another song, and maybe we can do this. We'll give it a shot here in a moment. And we've added a new dimension. We've added a new dimension to our we've added a new dimension here to BPN Radio. It kind of seems like an informal time, but the ability to play some music in a different way that we've not been able to play it. And so we are very thankful for that opportunity. Okay, we're going to put that one on hold, and we're going to play a Godfrey Bertel song. And then we're going to have an interview with Godfrey Bertel on the telephone. Are you ready for this? Huh? Okay. Here's the song Godfrey Bertel sang at the White House recently. And here is a song that he sang at the White House. And a lady invited him to come to the White House and to sing this song, and so we're going to play it right now. Here's Godfrey Bertel.
We need you. We need you. Our homes are broken. Children.
as we sing over the nation, sing over the city, sing over the streets of this nation, sing over the workplaces, sing over this place.
It's a delight here to have on BPN Radio today one of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertel, and he's no stranger to BPN because we play a lot of his songs, and you have heard his prayer music. And I have known Godfrey since 1997, and we have ministered together on many occasions. And Godfrey is from England, and Godfrey, it's great to have you on the broadcast today.
Hey, good to speak to you, Dale. Always good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and we've known each other a long time. You might tell the listening audience how we met.
Sure. Yeah, it was at Marsham Street in London, Westminster, London, and where you, Dale, were leading the meetings there. Incredible meetings, and. I just remember hearing the message you were bringing, the breakout message, and I went away and wrote a song from the message you were speaking. And then I seem to recall I sent you some tapes of some of the live meetings where there were live recordings of some of the songs I'd written, inspired by your preaching. And then I recall you sent me a message back. Is that right?
That's
correct.
We met
up somewhere.
No, that's right.
We met up somewhere at I forget the name of the place now, but it was a little conference where I did the music and you spoke. That was the first time we worked together, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you sent me... I remember you sent me a tape of your song, the song that you had written after I had preached the breakout messages, and... it was called Breakout, and then you had some other people singing with you, and I had never heard anything quite like that, but I was attracted to your music and didn't think a lot about it until we were both scheduled by a man by the name of Gerald Coates. We were both scheduled to minister at a prayer gathering that lasted about 5 days. And I remember that I would teach on prayer, and then you would write songs on prayer.
That's
and,
right.
I don't know how many songs that you wrote during that week. And some of those I'd like to retrieve because they're great songs. And but then we, over the years, we ministered together on many occasions. And I really love your music, and your music just so vibrates still after all of these years in my spirit. And I know that God has certainly blessed you. And you did not really start recording until you were in your 40s, right?
That's right, yeah. I started writing these songs at 43. So it's kind of late, but, you know, I believe I was encouraged by the Lord to do this, and that it's never too late to start writing songs.
That's the truth. And how many songs have you written, do you know?
Oh, my. I've lost count, Dale, because they just seem to pour out all the time, you know. So I've not actually counted, but it's like an ongoing thing. I write songs a bit like a journalist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see happening, I tend to write songs like they're almost like I used to be a press photographer, and it's a bit like taking pictures. So the songs are a bit like taking pictures, you know.
Right.
So that's what happens when I write them, you know, they're kind of what I'm seeing God doing today, you know, and often they are prayer-based, a lot of the songs, yeah, and prophetic, kind
right.
of what I'm hearing prophetically and
right.
so on.
Well, you certainly have written a lot of songs over the years that have been in my heart, and you have sang what I have spoken on so many different occasions as I continue to call America to pray here for another spiritual awakening. And I know you've had a lot of experiences. I know that you recently sang at the White House. Is that right?
Yeah, I had I was playing at Washington, D.C. at a Glow International. It's a women's conference. And I was doing the worship there with my band. And after the worship, there was a lady on the front row who was really enjoying the worship. She was 92 years old, and she was dancing around. And she called me over, and she said, "Are you free this afternoon?" She said, "I'd like to take you to this White House Chapel up on Capitol Hill." And her husband was Vinegar Benz Mizzell. He was apparently a baseball player and a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He died about 5 years ago. And by the afternoon, she had a pass to get us through right into Capitol Hill, the President's Hall, and into this chapel. And she had me singing, "O land, O land, O land, hear the word of the Lord." And,
oh, wow.
And singing over the White House, "Are you ready, ready, ready?"
Uh-huh.
"Glory in the kitchen."
Wow.
So, like, prophesying over the White House. So, it was, because in that very morning, I was seeking the Lord, you know, just how some doors open, some doors close. And I just felt the Lord saying, "I'm going to open bigger doors than you can imagine." And then by that very afternoon, the same day, I was right on Capitol Hill in the President's Hall.
Wow.
I thought, this is a good start.
What an amazing turn of events in one day. It's,
it's
amazing what God can do in one day.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to sing in the President's Hall in D.C., that you can't go much higher than that. So I'm sure that you had an impact. It's amazing how God can set up divine appointments and divine connections for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Well, I know you've had a lot of experiences. I know that you have been honored, had many honors, including 1 year you had the number one song in the Christian song in the United Kingdom, and there's been other things that's been going on. What has been happening? What has been happening lately?
Yeah, that song was just One Touch from the King, but I've been traveling. I've just got back from Switzerland. I've just been there, did a New Year's Eve sort of worship event. So we let the new year in Switzerland. But over this last year, 2014, been to Russia. Been to the States a couple of times, Canada, Montreal, and and Germany, France, all over Europe, really. It seems that Europe is really opening up But also I've been invited to play in psychiatric hospitals, singing the gospel in psychiatric hospitals, and seeing people touched, you know, the touch of the King in the psychiatric hospital, seeing people get healed. And in fact, I go next week to one in Northampton. It's a secure psychiatric hospital, like a prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the songs that I've written called Do You Believe What I Believe About You? And one of the people in the hospital had been touched by this song. She'd been self-harming, but she heard the song, and the staff said when she heard the song, she stopped self-harming, and that's when they initially invited me in.
Wow.
To sing the gospel to people. Mm-hmm. And then since then, I've had like 7 different hospitals inviting me in to go and sing. So that's been an interesting time, you know.
Well,
great blessing in seeing people touched by Jesus. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I know that God has opened up so many venues for you in so many different places to minister the gospel. And I remember even one time you joining me in Germany, and the next day you were singing your song in German. So you're a man of adventure, and I love you very much. And I just so enjoy the times that we have ministered together, and still playing your music here on BPN Radio. And you know, when I go around the country ministering, I still hear them singing your songs. And I was even doing a wedding one time in the Dallas, Texas area, and they sang Outrageous Grace at their at their wedding. The song that you wrote, Outrageous Grace, which is still a great song. So I know you made a
I still play that, yeah.
Yeah, you've made a major impact on so many, many people's lives. And I do believe that songwriting is so vital today. People expressing what they are hearing in the spirits, particularly prophetic songwriters like yourself. I know that you have a spiritual son in America named Leland, who has written so many great songs. I know he says that you are his spiritual father.
He's a great writer and great singer.
My spiritual grandson there, and we still minister together, and he's written so many great songs. But I know that you had, in his early life particularly, you had such a tremendous impact on his songwriting. And there may be people that are listening to BPN Radio today that says, I would like to write a song, or I'd like to get into songwriting, or there's some songs in my spirit, and how do I get started? You might just share just a couple of minutes about that.
Yeah, sure. As I said before, I used to be a press photographer, and the way you become a photographer is you develop an eye for a picture, so that you begin to see in rectangles, and you begin to spot where a picture is where others might not. And it's the same kind of thing with this kind of songwriting. You develop a sort of sense of what will make a good song. So someone might say something, preach something, or you might read something in the scripture, and then you get like a snapshot. It may be just a sentence, might be one word, you know, and then you take that and go and develop it into a song. So I want to encourage people to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and to be aware of where God is speaking something that could be something that is singable, you know, and turn into a song and a prophetic song.
And then after they write a song, what do they do with it?
Well, play it.
Well, if they have a song and they don't sing it, they just write it. Who do they give it to? How do they get it published?
Well, if they're not able to sing it and play it, then and give it to someone who could do. But the best way to see if a song works on a level corporately is maybe in a house group or something like that, in a small group of people. That's when I started. Those first recordings I sent you, it was just a little group of us, you know, and they were just raw, wild recordings, everyone going crazy. But it showed that the songs were working, you know, on a corporate level, you know, so that everyone could sing them. You know, and a little thing I have when I'm writing songs is when I'm writing a song is I can often hear or imagine I can hear like hundreds of voices singing the chorus and so on. So I've already got that in my head that the chorus is singable to many voices. You know, some people write songs, but they're not sing. They're maybe songs for people just to listen to, but to write songs that for the corporate, for the body of Christ, it's a different dynamic, and it needs to be singable by a lot of people. Easy to sing, easy to pick up.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. I play a song quite often called "I've Got a Trumpet." You've got a trumpet in your hand. You're about to blow the trumpet. I can hear them pray, and that is just people can just sing along with that.
Yeah,
it's a good day. It's a good day to pray. That's the theme song when you did a prayer series that is still available on my letsprayamerica.com. Go to resources, and that's still there of you singing all those prayer songs.
Yeah.
Well, you're a blessing, Godfrey. And how can people get your music?
Well, on my website, it's www.godfreyb.com. That's G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, letter B for Bertel.com. And also, if you search me on iTunes, my stuff's on iTunes, too.
Yeah. Godfrey Bertel. Tell them how to spell your last name.
It's B-I-R-T-I-L-L, Bertel.
Right, Godfrey Bertel. Well, it's an honor to have you on today, and maybe you could say a prayer before you go concerning people that want to write, they want to record music, because music is such a vital part of people's lives. And even though this is a prayer broadcast 24 hours a day, I still have music because music is such a vital part. And of course, to the times that we started traveling together back in doing ministry together along about 1997, then I learned the value of singing, writing music, along with teaching, prophetic ministry, et cetera, et cetera. So just say a prayer for somebody listening out there who has this in their heart.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, Jesus said, "Is anyone thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And if you believe, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And Father, I pray right now for the minstrels in America, Lord, that out of their hearts will flow Holy Spirit, rivers of living water, that will be river songs that flow, songs that bring healing, songs that bring deliverance, and songs that just herald in your presence and herald in awakening across the United States of America. And I pray great blessing, Lord, on America and upon Dale and BPN Radio. And let there be an uprising of incredible songwriters across America that sing songs that bring blessing to the land, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, God, for being on. Godfrey Bertel, that you listen to here on BPN. And I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to play the very first song that you wrote, breakout song that you wrote after my ministry time in London. And then I'm going to play the song that you sang at the White House recently. Godfrey Bertel, thanks for being on today. I sure love you.
Pleasure, Dale. Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, there you have it. Godfrey Bertel kind of cut off a little bit early there, but Godfrey Bertel singing the breakout song, and so delighted to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Trust that you enjoyed the interview there with Godfrey Bertel, and recently sang at the White House, and he's just an amazing man. I love his music. And we've been ministering together for a long, long time. And I trust that you'll be able to get some of his music there. I know that you'll be tremendously blessed. And so that was the very first song, breakout song, the very first song that was written and recorded by Godfrey Bertel after coming to London, hearing me preach the series on the breakout. So today we're praying for singers and songwriters. And, you know, it's such a vital part. I remember when Godfrey Bertel and I first ministered together there at the Abbey House in England in 1997, how that I would teach on prayer and pray, and then he would write songs in conjunction with those prayer times. And so it was really, really a powerful time. And so I want to pray right now for those of you that desire, I know Godfrey has prayed, but those of you have a desire in your heart to write music, to be a maybe a worship leader, maybe even record music, and you say, well, how am I going to get started? I don't know how I can do that. But there is a way. Remember, there's always a way. And I remember when my two spiritual grandsons, Jack and Leland Mooring, were 11 and 14, they started, them and their parents started traveling with Gene and I, how I began to lay hands on those boys and pray for them. And of course, now Leland has been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. And has written a lot of music. He's written music for Michael W. Smith and a lot of other recording artists, as well as an incredible singer. He does the theme song here on BPN Radio. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place that you were in your beginning days. And he sings about revival coming. And so now Leland has moved to Nashville, and his wife Mandy. But, you know, I prayed for them, and I want to pray for you. Father, I just pray for people that are listening to this broadcast today here on BPN Radio that have a desire, a passion to write music, to record music, and to sing music, to be a worship leader, a soloist, sing in a group, whatever it may be. And I know there's a real call, and I know that David, the former king of Israel, who was recorded as a man after God's own heart, that David began to write about music. And of course, in the book of Psalms, he talks about that. He says in Psalms 149, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Of course, we are the Israel of God. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and the harp. He said, let the saints be joyful. Let them sing aloud on their beds. He said in the very final chapter of the book of Psalms, he said, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. We need praise and worship leaders. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent grace and greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. That's loud drums. Praise him with clashing cymbals, more drums and cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And so music is such a vital part of our lives. And there may be people out there that you don't even realize that you can sing. And so I'm just calling you forth today here on BPN Radio. And, you know, not too long ago, I was on an airplane flying to California, and sitting next to me was an incredible singer by the name of Vince Gill. And Vince Gill, of course, is one of the all-time great country singers, country recording artists in America. And so most everybody knows who Vince Gill is. He's written so many incredible songs, but he and I both are from Oklahoma, and so I began to talk to him about how he got started, because I'm always interested in people. Job said, I wish someone would tell my story. So I love to hear people's stories, how they got started, what happened. I was talking to Godfrey Bertel a few minutes ago, and I love to hear people tell me their story. So Vince Gill told me that he grew up in Oklahoma City, went to Northwood class in high school, and played in a band. He said he was a guitarist. He was not a lead singer. He said just the thought of getting up and singing before a group of people was quite terrifying. And he told me that he did have a desire to sing, but he was too shy, too intimidated. But he would sing in his bedroom, and so he wrote this song, and he went down to a recording studio in Oklahoma City, and he recorded the song, which later became, his first song went to the top of the country charts, and a guy that was recording him heard him and said, I would like to help you. And so he came out of the shadows and began to sing, and now he's had many, many number one recording songs. And so I love hearing the story of Vince Gill, who came out of the shadows. So I pray for you today. You that are in the shadows, I pray that you will come out of the shadows and you will begin to sing, to write music, to lead worship. Also pray for you worship leaders. I pray that God would anoint you mightily, and may you know that you're such a vital part of ministry. So there's some men like Godfrey Bertel that don't sing, that don't preach, but they do sing. And they can minister in conjunction with a lot of other ministers. Billy Graham and George Beverly Shea worked together for many, many years. And John Wesley, Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley would write music, and John Wesley would preach, and Charles Wesley would write songs from the sermons that he preached. So just an amazing situation there. And I just pray for you today. I just pray that the Holy Spirit would anoint you. And maybe you're not a preacher, but you're a singer, a worship leader, a writer, a recording artist, whatever it may be. I pray for you now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would just come and work in your life in a very special way. And so it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to write music, to sing music. And I just congratulate you and desire for God to work in your life at this very moment to sing the songs that He has put in your heart to sing. In Jesus' name. So why don't we just pray right now? Why don't you just pray? You that are a singer, songwriter, worship leader, recording artist, or you just have something in your heart, just express that to God. Lord, I want to be a worship leader. I want to write songs, whatever it may be, and just spend some time worshiping, if you will. Here's a singer and songwriter, Bethany Bilbo. I want her to sing right now as we worship Him. Want to Be Lost in You, Holy Spirit. That's Bethany Bilbo from Gonzales, Louisiana. And we love the Bilbo family. Give a shout out to them there. And we just thank you for being a part of BBN Radio. And we pray right now for all of the worship leaders, all of the singers and songwriters. And may God encourage you to record your song, to sing your song, and to publish your song, and to get involved. Thank you, Lord. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, just go to bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom of the page, there is a donate button, and you can make your contribution there. We'd be thankful and grateful for sowing a seed into your 24-hour internet prayer station. I would like to remind you that next Thursday, I'll be sharing my prophetic words for the coming year, January the 15th. I'll share words for 2015, what I see coming to America, what I hear the Holy Spirit saying as a watchman on the wall. And I'm thankful for all of the churches, over 900 churches, over 600 cities that are praying with me. And I'm very thankful and I'm very grateful that you are praying with me. If your city is not represented or your church is not represented, you might just want to go to letsprayamerica.com, our website, letsprayamerica.com. And there's a place to sign up, sign in. And you'll also get my daily prayer that I've been putting out for the last couple of years. A daily prayer, 60-second prayer that you can also pray. I'm committed to prayer. And, you know, I've been in ministry since 1966. I'm now in my 50th year of ministry. And my wife, Jean, and I, we're in our 54th year of marriage. And so I'm back on the radio. I was on radio before I went into full-time ministry. And so the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago to get back on radio. The skills that I had been using years ago and have over the years, I'm on 24 hours a day. Anytime, day or night, you can pray with me anywhere around the clock, around the globe. And, you know, I shared with you a little bit ago that I've added a new dimension here to my broadcast studios. But as I pray with you today, I'm in front of a microphone. I have a big monitor screen that I take my notes from each day. And I have a computer on my left that I do my recordings on, and that I send the things that I record on BPN Radio to a lady, an engineer in Moldova, the nation of Moldova. On my right, I have background music, and in front of me, I have a mixer. And then I have a compressor where I want to get too loud on override. Wow. And then, of course, I have a high-speed internet machine to my right. I have two sets of headphones, and I'm broadcasting prayer because I believe that prayer works. I believe it works. And we're going to pray for needs right now, needs that have been sent in. I want you to pray with me right now for a little young lady named Princess Parker from Brazil, Indiana, who has amniotic band syndrome. That is ABS, and I'm not very familiar with that. There may be some people that are, but little Princess Parker is 5 years old and really needs a miracle. And so let's pray for her right now. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for little five-year-old Princess Parker from Brazil, Indiana. We ask, Lord, that you heal this condition, this amniotic band syndrome that she has. And we know, Lord, that her cancer is in remission, but there's some other major problems going on, and she needs a miracle. We set ourselves in agreement with her Aunt Crystal that we know, who has sent this prayer request in. We pray a special prayer. Would you pray right now for little Princess Parker in Jesus' name? In Jesus' name, we pray for her. And if you would like to follow her progress, you can just write this down, Princess Parker's Progress. They're on Facebook, Princess Parker's Progress. Princess Parker's Progress. I want us to pray right now for Lorene Jennings. And Lorene is the wife of a longtime friend and pastor, Dale Jennings. In fact, Dale Jennings was my assistant for a few years in Oklahoma City when I pastored there from 1977 until 1985. And Dale Jennings became my successor there. His wife was accidentally shot in her home last week, is in critical condition in a hospital in Oklahoma City. Didn't think the gun was loaded, and it went off and shot her. But we're praying for Lorene Jennings. Would you agree with me right now? Father, we agree for Lorene Jennings in Jesus' name. In that Oklahoma City hospital today, that you would heal her and minister to this pastor's wife who's been a faithful woman of God for many, many years. And we pray right now in Jesus' name for Lorene Jennings' healing in the name of Jesus. Would you pray for Lorene Jennings? Call her name in prayer. Thank you, Lord. I want us to pray right now for Pastor Doug Carter, the pastor of First Assembly of God Church in Elliottsville, Indiana, which is a suburb of Bloomington, Indiana. I ministered there on several occasions. And Pastor Doug Carter has a malignant brain tumor. He needs a miracle. And I want us to pray for this faithful man of God who's prayed healing for many, many people. I want us to pray for Pastor Doug Carter. Would you call his name in prayer right now? Pastor Doug Carter, pastor at First Assembly of God Church, Elliottsville, Indiana. Would you pray for Pastor Carter right now? I want us to pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer, who's had four back surgeries, major back surgeries, been a lot of pain. Pastor Bob Schaefer, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, one of my prayer partners and a dear friend of mine since 1986. And this man has stood for hours on end, laid hands on people and prayed for people's freedom, for their deliverance. And he's given himself to the ministry of the gospel, and did not start till he was up in years, but God delivered him from alcohol, and really has caused him to be a tremendous man of influence to many people in this nation. And so he's had his fourth back surgery, hasn't been in a lot of pain. Let's pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer. He's not been able to minister publicly for a while, but I proclaim that he and I are going to minister together this year, 2015. So let's pray for Bob Schaefer. Would you do that right now? Call his name in prayer. I want us to pray right now for some other needs that have been coming in. And if you would like to send in a prayer request, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And down toward the bottom of the page, you double-click on that prayer request. It will go directly to Cheryl Ortiz, who is our national prayer coordinator. And she will send it to our national prayer team, who is praying for you for the next 7 days. Here's a request from James, who's seeking prayer in regards to his marriage. Lord, we pray right now for James. We pray that you would heal James' marriage. And I pray for others that are listening to BPN today who is having difficulty in their marriage. We just pray for peace in the home, in the family. We pray for James and others. Here is Harold sending a request to pray concerning a move, a possible move to the Dallas Fort Worth area, which we lived in for a lot of years. That's a great place to live, if that is the will of God. So we pray for Harold concerning his move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Jesus' name. Rachel is requesting prayer for divine doors to open for their ministry. They need a word from God. So we pray for Rachel concerning an open door for their ministry. Later on this year, I'm going to be providing an opportunity for people to come to a conference, a gathering, who have a desire to get in the ministry. And so I have a fellow minister that's going to, we're going to work together on that. I'll give you more about that, but the will of God be done. Here's Deborah, requested prayer for Adam, who's battling cancer. Father, we pray for Adam. Would you agree with me right now for Adam's healing in Jesus' name? Here is a guy by the name of David who wrote that he wants a family revival in his home. So I just agree right now for a family revival in Jesus' name for David's family and other families that are listening. Just be a revival right there in the home, and that God would work miraculous things. Here's Pia from Florida, has requested prayer for her sister's marriage. And she also has having some abuse, anxiety, bitterness crop up. So I just pray right now for Pia from her sister. Just ask God in Jesus' name. James wants to be delivered from panic attacks. I experienced that at one time, and it's not very pleasant. 20 million people in America have daily panic attacks. So I pray for James in Jesus' name, that you administer healing to him right now. Judy wrote that she needs her bone density numbers to come up, so we pray right now for Judy and for a good report there in her bone density. And we just pray right now. There's a group traveling from Kenya, Amy and Lynn and their group traveling back from Kenya to Texas. We pray for special protection there, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for every need that is represented here on BPN today. And we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you so very, very much for listening to the broadcast today. I'll be back at the same time, actually any time, and as we pray together here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.